This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Welcome to Rooted and Robust Podcast.
Hello, people. This is Rooted and Robust Podcast. My name is Ozioma Anyoji, and I am back again this week with another exciting episode for you. We said and we did promise that this month we will be celebrating authors. And last week we had an author on the show, and today, this week, we have another author on the show. So we're going to talk about his work, all he's doing, his books, and many other things that we'll discuss on the show today. All right, guys, join me as we make welcome Amos Miracle on the show. Thank you, Amos. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for this opportunity, ma'am. I truly appreciate it.
All right, welcome on the show. So first of all, who is Amos Miracle?
Okay, Amos Miracle is an author, an entrepreneur, a theater director, and a filmmaker, and by God's grace, the founder of Afric Universe.
All right, so let's begin with your work at Afric Universe. What's Afric Universe and what do you guys do over there?
Okay, Afric Universe is a community of African creatives. We have basically three arms. We have Create Afric Universe. They are responsible for creating content, delivering skills, teaching skills, media-related skills, editing, filmmaking, and all of that. We have Learn Afric Universe, and we have Events Afric Universe, which are the ones that are responsible for organizing our seminars, conferences, workshops, and all of that. They are saddled with the responsibility of organizing the events of the universe. So basically, we have three arms that makes up Afric Universe.
Oh, wow. So the events you guys organize, are they all media related? So everything about Africa is media related. Am I right?
No, it's not. All of them are not media related.
Okay.
All of them are not media related. The ones that are media related are Learn Africa Universe. So, But for the one of Event Africa Universe, we have a variety of events. Like the last conference we did, Changing the Narrative Conference, it had nothing to do with media. Oh. So events generally, yes.
I say that. Okay, so what bettered the idea of Afric Universe? Well, how did the idea come about?
Okay, for me, I'm this versatile guy. You know, most persons be like jack of all trades, but it's not really jack of all trades stuff. It's just inherent. It's just something inside of me. Mm-hmm. So I was looking for something. Okay, how can we just incorporate all of this multifacetedness? How can we bring all of these things together to actually form something? So I was thinking about it, and let me say it was God breathed, and majorly it's for Africa. The brand is majorly an African brand, so that's where Afric came in.
Okay.
And then for something else, and okay, this is the African universe. Okay, Afric Universe. Okay. So that was how it came about, and we embraced the team, loved the idea, and started to work with it.
Wow. So you mentioned that you do media trainings for people. So how long have you been doing this for people? I mean, the training aspect of your organization.
Okay. I've been doing this for almost 7 years, but Afric Universe is just 2 years.
Before the Afric Universe as a name came to be, you've been doing the training.
Yes, over 7 years now.
Wow.
Over 7 years.
Awesome. So this is the author's month, and I want to talk about the works you've done as an author. So let's start from, I know you've written a lot of books, but let's go from the very last, the baby of the collection. So what's the name and what's the book about?
Okay, we have Roses and Breakers. Actually, it's about love and love, conflict, and dealing with the different temperaments, you know, try to portray the role of temperaments in, you know, the way we view and the way we, you know, actually deal with love. So that's it basically for Roses and Breakers.
Okay, so but how many other books do you have in your collection?
Okay, I have 7 books, probably 200 of them. People consider them because they are not directly under my collection, right? So I have 7 basically, then other ones on Amazon KDP.
Okay, so 7 books, and they are all on sale, right?
Yes.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, so looking at Africa Universe, I mean, media, trainings, and now 7 books to your name. So where is the balance between a media personnel like you and an author? Where's the balance? And it's not even like you're authoring books that are media related. We're talking about love. So, but then where is the balance? How do you find balance in the two?
Okay. Like I said, it's not something difficult for me because this is inherent. I did actually go learning this stuff. It just comes out naturally. It's just there. It's just there for me. So it's not really difficult for me to, you know, actually strike a balance between, you know, dealing with media and then writing. It's not actually difficult. It just comes natural to me.
You're an author and you're also a filmmaker. So how has the journey been for you as a writer? And when did you start writing?
Okay, as for the journey, it's been an interesting one. It's been an awesome one. Reason being that it's just my own way of expressing myself. It's my own way of expressing myself. The process, I cannot really say, okay, this is the process. This is how I do my thing. Or, you know, it happens differently. So many of the works I've written, I can't just figure out. I can't just say this is the pattern or this is the process I use in writing any of my work. Mm-hmm. It just sometimes just be an idea drops. Okay, what do I need to develop this idea? Okay, let's bring in this character, and before you know it, we already have a story. But sometimes it doesn't happen that way. Sometimes I even see the end of the story before even writing it. Yeah. Why some? I can just start writing at the end of the day. Okay, I'm figuring out so many other things. And so the process is not really, I can't say, okay, this is it or this is that. So It just comes differently at different times.
Mm. Wow. When did writing start for you as a person? At what age did you discover you could put words together and make a meaning out of it?
I started at age 7.
Wow. That was quite young.
Very young. Mm. I was writing, even in primary school, I've written a lot of works, even though when I look at those works nowadays, they look so funny and so...
Obviously, were 7.
I was like, I had ideas. I keep writing, even though now I might say it's, I don't know, should I call it nonsense or so, but then I know I had that passion then. I had a lot of work, no matter how foolish or how stupid they look or they sound, like when I read it out now. Yeah, but still, I think starting the journey then actually simplified the whole process for me now. So It's 7.
Wow. Wow, interesting. Yeah. That was quite young. That was quite young. So do you also, as a filmmaker, do you also write your scripts, the films you make? Or do you give other people the opportunity to write scripts for you and you just shoot them?
Not that I give to people to write for me. More like after writing, they are like, okay, can you please direct this for us? Can you please produce this for us? Not that I will give them to go and write. Right. Unless my students, okay, that one is, okay, classwork, probably a project they are supposed to do. That one is different. But on a professional ground, I don't often give people to go and, you know, develop ideas or write for me.
Awesome. You mentioned you have 7 books on sale. So can you quickly run through the 7 of them and where they can be bought for anyone listening that would like to have your book?
All right. Okay. I have Call the Shots, How to Create the Life You Desire. We have Green Grass, Green Snake. We have No Peace for the Wicked. We have Roses and Prickles. We have Deep Ends, although I actually adapted it to a movie and it's premiering already on YouTube.
Wow.
And yeah, I also have The Me I Never Became. For me, I never became.
So it's become all the you is, you should become all.
Okay. I think the easiest way to get it now is to order it directly from me, either through mail or a private message or my social media handles, because my website is not up now. I'm still working on it. So okay. I think these 3 means are the best ways to actually get any of them for now.
Okay, awesome. All right. Thank you so much, Miracle. Thank you for joining me on the show.
Thank you so much for this privilege, Mal. I truly appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too, Mal. Thank you.
All right, guys. It's Miracle on the show with me discussing his work as an author and as a founder of Afric Universe. Remember, this month we are celebrating authors and their amazing work. This is Written and Robust Podcast, and we are on our season break. Our next season resumes in August. All right, take care of yourself, guys. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
Inaendeshwa na AfriPods.